Okay, so I don't know what dinosaur I would want to pet. I think it was probably something marine life, because only recently did I just go to a science museum that had like a little kind of aquarium that you could pet like these sharks and rays. I've never done that before, and I fucking loved it. Like, that's definitely something that I would want to do. So I think semi-safe marine life dinosaur. I don't have one specifically in mind. I sadly don't know what that is. But I definitely would do something like that. Do I have any strange or secret talents? I can kind of make weird noises with my mouth. And I guess that's kind of like a secret talent. It's like... things like that. That was really weird. But hopefully you kind of get the idea. What is the weirdest scar you have and how did you get it? I don't know about weirdest, but I do have like some road rash scar on my right hip. I had been going down a scooter. I was going down a hill on a motorized scooter, and at the bottom there was this lovely patch of gravel that I hit and slid on and scraped my hip. Just rocks and everything all embedded into it. So I've just got this on my right hip, a scar from that. That was awful. This is not my weirdest scar, but it's like, to me, my most standout scar. Oh, or the actual, I have pressure sore scars on my heel from when I had a cast, from when I fractured my leg in 7 places. When the guy were rocking the cast around me, the guy was holding my foot up by the heel, and he had left kind of like, you know how you can leave indents on skin after a while if you hold it for that long? Usually it's impressioned by like a blanket or like whatever you're kind of sitting on, I guess is most thing I can think of. Anyway, that had happened, so it had kind of created an indent, which is like nothing big, it didn't hurt. But because I was wearing a cast that was super tight, that pressure didn't have anywhere to go for the skin to pop up, so instead it weirdly inverted and drove down into my heel. So I got these, when they took the cast off, they found out why I was in so much more extra pain, because the pressure sores had developed from him holding my foot in that way. So those are actually probably my weirdest scars on my left foot. What is something you've always wanted to try but have been too scared to? I'm horrified of heights. Mostly like falling from heights. So probably not bungee jumping, but I would... No, I don't think I'd ever want to jump out of a plane. I don't want to try that. I lied. I don't want to try those things. It would probably be swimming in the deep ocean. Like jumping in the water. I'm horrified of open water, but I would really actually like to go, other than the one cruise I went to when I was 13, like get into water out in the ocean really quickly. Do you have an animal you can identify as? What would you like to be if you were an animal? It can be a real animal or not. A wolf, or a dire wolf, actually, if I'm going to go that severe. But I really like wolves. I've always loved them my entire life. I'm a dog person mostly, so those are really kind of the creatures that I identify most with. Not really in the sense that I relate to them really in a way. I just have always loved them and would always want to be one. So it would definitely be a wolf or a dire wolf. I'm going to go big, bigger. You are now a superhero. What is your superpower? What is your name? Silly or serious? Ooh, I'm a superpowered person. I would definitely have to go with... I'm sorry you can hear a fan in the background. It's really hot right now. My superpower... I like rain a lot and storms. I would kind of like to be like Storm from X-Men, like generating weather like that. That would definitely probably be my powers controlling the weather in a way around me. And I would probably be... I'd probably call myself like Weather Girl and wear like a suit or that one-piece dress that blends into a background. I probably wouldn't want to be silly. I'd probably be super secretive and do more of vigilanteism on the side, like helping out the little guy. Not like seriously hunting crime, but I would definitely be out there for it. Advice to other GW, what advice would you give to someone that worries about putting their kinks out there? Let's say you want to make an audio with something that isn't a common thing on GW and you're susceptible. Fucking just do it. Just do it. Because really honestly, the only place that I see as really being super accepting about individual kinks is GWA. Like, you don't see incest and DDLG very much anywhere else. At least the ones I see, the rape and stuff like that. Those are fantasies that are super dark and really hard to find, like, videos of, or, like, erotica. Well, you can probably find erotica pretty easily because it's kind of, like, the same thing. GWA, like, audios and written scripts and stuff like that, those kind of things are, like, meant for people whose kinks are really shy or very uncommon. So really just go for it. Write something out. Most likely someone else is going to agree with you and want to be with it. Don't fear downvotes. Downvotes are stupid. Ignore those. People are going to be assholes and do that. But really, they should be just go fuck off. But really, just do it. What do you or how do you avoid getting caught up in votes and listen counts? People shouldn't care too much. Anyway, some newcomers and people that struggle with that. I just kind of answered this question. I would just really... Biggest thing to me when it comes to is not really the upvotes. It's the comments. I really, really, really just want to hear the comments. And I do actually look for, like... I do look for, like, certain other GWAers that submit and, like, hope to God that they'll listen to me one day, because I know I'm thinking about their deep-ass voices when I make this stuff. I definitely like the comments, though. That's what I focus on, is when people message me, PM me, leave me a comment, that's what I focus on. Not the votes, not the listen counts. Though it is interesting to kind of watch the listen counts. I kind of wonder if Soundgasm is full of shit, because I, like, just post something and suddenly it's already got 5 listens. I'm like, what the hell? So really, those are currently not reliable either. So really, just focus on the responses. And if you don't get any, I'm sorry. And I think that's it. All I have to share. Hopefully this works.